Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, February 4th, 2025, regular business meeting. Call to order time is 6 p.m. Please call the roll.
Administrator Smith.
Present.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross. Here. Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Absent.
Okay, if you'll please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, approval of minutes. We have one set of minutes tonight from January 7th of the regular business meeting. I did do the ones for the January 28th workshop meeting. You guys might have seen those in the draft version of the agenda, but I realized that Beth was absent for that meeting, and since Cam is not here tonight, we don't have a quorum to approve those. So I took them off. We'll approve them at the next meeting. So tonight we just do January 7th. I think you guys have had these for a while. I didn't hear anything back. So are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make heads or tails of this agenda. Oh, that's the meeting minutes. No wonder. All right, there we go. I was like, what the heck is going on? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. I will second them. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Dick, absent.
Okay, next up is the staff reports. Seeing no Miami County Sheriff's Deputy here, we'll go straight to the fire department report.
Sure.
Mr. Cahill, Fire Chief, if you please.
So we ended last month with a total of 70 calls, which is way up for us. If we keep this up, we'll be almost 140 calls above what normal is for us.
Wow.
We only received 10 mutual aid calls. A couple of those were building fires. I'll make note for the first building fire, which you can see on 1-2 of 25. We did a remarkable job of keeping it from getting into the other house. Everybody on scene did a great job helping out and doing what they needed to do. The one for 123, I will say that also went really well. We put an awful lot of fire out fairly quickly and kept it from getting in through the entire house. I will make a note by saying that in the newsletter last quarter, the close before you doze, make sure you close your doors before you go to sleep at night, because it did, I do have pictures of the basement where the fire was, and you could definitely tell which door was closed and which one wasn't. It was almost like it was not even affected in the fire at all. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that picture, and in fact, Administrator Smith is going to post it as a reiteration and point back to the article when he gets a chance, because we just got back.
Yep.
But yeah, it was amazing. The outside burnt, the inside,
nothing.
Like there was nothing ever happened outside.
So, other than that, everybody's been doing a really good job. We've been fairly well staffed this month, so hopefully we're going to keep that up next month. So that's all we got.
All right, thank you. Okay, next up is the planning and zoning report.
All right, so since the last meeting, we have no zoning certificate applications that have been received. We do have one new BZA case, so that will be held on February 27th at 6:30 here in the meeting room. We have no zoning commission applications in process, and so far to year to date, we've done 3 zoning certificates, one of those being a declaration, and we've had 6 variants requested, and 4 of those have been approved. That has been the only BZA or zoning commission activity so far in 2025. And that's all I have for zoning.
All right, thank you. So next up will be the Township Administrator Report. Mr. Smith, you're up again.
Thank you. We have three resolutions on the agenda for this evening. The first is to continue our membership in the Miami County Township Association, thereby also continuing our membership in the Ohio Township Association. The next is to set the cell phone reimbursement rate, and the final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants. Events coming up in the township. The Historical Society will be meeting Wednesday, March 5th, starting at 6 p.m., and they do meet on the first Wednesday of each month. And that's all I have for the administrator's report.
Okay, I just wanted to mention one other thing, that we do have a couple of seats open on the zoning boards and are looking for people who are interested to send zoning@betheltownship.org an email expressing that interest. Probably for the next couple weeks, we'll leave that open, and then do interviews and such after that. Okay, trustee reports.
So I've talked to Russ Bergman, who's at he's a city engineer for the city of Huber Heights, regarding that light down there on 201 and the future light at the Carriage Trails Parkway and 201. He said that they've had kind of some hiccups with the annexation procedure. They need a strip of land to be able to put that's on the east side of the road. Why in the world the DEC still owns that easement, I don't know, but they got that straightened out. They still have to annex it. That's just a standard procedure. It's like 10 feet, I don't know, 20 feet wide by 100 feet long. When that goes through, they've already got the design done. It's currently like a three-way, it will be a three-way stop. So if you're driving out of Carriage Hills Parkway and you're gonna go right or go south towards Huber Heights, that exit ramp or exit lane will continue all the way down. It's not gonna stop, you won't have to merge, so that'll be good. Then if you're coming north from Huber Heights, if you want to make a left-hand turn, they're going to add a center lane that's about 500 feet long, or whatever the prescribed distance is. It's like 498 or something. So there'll be a center turn lane dedicated to turning left from the south when you're headed north. From Bethel's direction going south, they're going to get rid of that curved on exit ramp, so there will only be a right-hand turn, which seems a little odd. But that's what they're doing. They are going to have instead of having that curve on there, they're gonna have a dedicated turn lane, but it's gonna be shorter than the 500 foot on the other side. It's gonna be like three car lengths or something, which according to him, they did the engineering study, and that's all that it merits. So the time frame for this, because they're using those, have you seen those cantilevered light poles? They have the big base and then the cantilevered arm out. The lead time on those is 4 to 6 months, and they are designed for every application. It's not a standard thing. They're designed per the application. So that is a big time frame chunk. He thinks if all goes well, it will be August, September, but what he's really targeting is October, November. So there is some progress on that, and they're gonna do it. So that's great. And they have an apartment complex going in on that corner. If you drive into Carriage Trails Parkway, it's on the right. It used to be just a vacant lot. I think there's 300 units, 400 units? I wrote it down, maybe. So they're hoping that this gets done before that comes. I guess I didn't write it down.
I think that's less than they said. Oh, they were going to do both sides originally, though.
Well, I'm going from memory. I thought he said 300.
Yeah.
He could have said 500 or something. It's a lot. I mean,
it's a lot, yeah.
It's sort of like, well, I guess, I think there was some negotiation between the developer and that light, and everybody got what they wanted, so now they can put the light in. So hopefully there will be some progress. I know a lot of residents here are asking about it, and it is, as you know, Ben, from the fire department, but definitely had some accidents there.
Oh, yeah.
So it will get fixed. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just have a couple of items. On January 14th, I attended the school board organizational and regular meetings, which they held back to back. Not much on annexation, other than they are going to start up the facilities committee meetings on February 18th. Those are going to start back up, and then they're monthly. So that's where they would talk about annexation things most likely. On January 23rd, we went to meet with the annexation attorney to discuss the viability of some ideas. We'll have more to come as we learn more for the community. Just to let you know that we are looking at some things. Last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I attended the OTA Winter Conference, where I went to some very interesting sessions. I think we should have a review of that conference at the next workshop meeting so that everybody can hear some of the highlights. And also, Kama should be back by then. So that would be on February 25th. Mostly this past month, spent a fair amount of time doing some researching of the files for documents needed by the auditor. I'm sure Rhonda's about over the audit by now. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And also, of course, been spending time with Administrator Smith, our new administrator, as we continue to transition the administrative tasks. And that's my report. Okay. I'm not here, so. Next up will be the financial reports.
The credit card detail and the receipt reports are attached. I'm not going to read them all out. I do want to comment on the auditor, on the audit that we've been pulling information for. The lady, Nina Jackson, she is very knowledgeable and she's very helpful. So she's been able to give me some whys and hows, why she's pulling things and what she's looking at, and if things have been wrong in the past, she explains to me why and why they were corrected, and different things like that. So it's taken up a lot of time, but it has been very, very helpful.
Great.
She was not sure. She said she thought this was her last term. I guess the state appoints, or we look at a new contract or whatever, but she said possibly because I'm new, that the next one they may allow them to come back, and if they do, I would like that, because she said they'd probably just let her come back for one more if they even let her come back. Yeah. But she's been very helpful and can explain things, and she knows like past things. So even if I couldn't find things, she was able to tell me where the past fiscal officer would go to look for things. So
gotcha.
She's been very helpful. So if that comes up, I would like to bring her back. But who knows if it actually will come up or not.
Great.
And that's what I have.
That's a lot of work. Thanks for doing it.
You're welcome.
Okay, next up is discussion items, which we have no additional discussion items tonight. Public comments on items on the agenda.
I have Jeff Morford on the session.
So you want to do it now or wait till...
I can wait to open...
Okay. It's not really on the agenda, so okay. We'll wait. So agenda is none. Down for 8 minutes. Okay, we're at action items.
Okay, resolution number 25-02-012, a resolution for annual membership of the Miami County Township Association.
I move for the adoption of resolution 25-02-012.
Okay, thank you. I will second that. Any discussion? So this is just the usual every year thing. It does not exceed the $5,000 threshold, but like the MVRPC, was that the one we did last time? MVRPC. We do a resolution for this. And when you join the MCTA, the Miami County Township Association, by default, those carry through to the Ohio Township Association. Okay, vote please.
Trustee Van Herren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick, absent.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-02-013, a resolution authorizing the standard cell phones cell phone reimbursement rate for select township employees utilizing their own personal cell phones to conduct business of the township.
I move for the adoption of resolution 25-02-013.
Okay, thank you. I will second it. Discussion?
I just want to comment on this. This is one of the things that we were struggling to find, and it was suggested that we lay forth a resolution so that we know what's going on. We did end up finding one from 2011.
Yeah.
But I will say that it does not include a battalion chief in there.
Yeah, because we didn't have that.
So. Yeah.
And so. Also, the other problem was, I mean, I found this, you know, by scanning the electronic files, and they're not very well organized. And the problem is that if you find one from, as Rhonda said, it was from 2011. So I'm in some off directory from ages ago on the server. I find this resolution, but the problem is in 12, 13, 14, 15, and so on, you don't know if one superseded it. And
so,
there's...
Yeah, so
and
do
there's,
we have to do this every year or just once? Okay.
So once we have them, then we'll be able to put our hands on them easier. But there's a lot of resolutions missing. Like, we have gaps in the online stuff and in the... It's hard to search a book. So we're going to work on doing something. Well, now I'm starting to put them online as we go. Mm-hmm. But that, of course, doesn't fix it back to 2011.
Right.
And we found another one. I found another one in an old book in the front cabinet from what was like 2007 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was something that she was looking for some policy on records retention or something, which was really old.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you just got to go for the paper, but that's even more time consuming. So hopefully we're going to try to look at either scanning them all in or creating some kind of a spreadsheet where we can do a search and see if we can find things easier. But that's going to be a massive amount of work.
And it's probably a good idea to revisit it every so often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things go up.
Oh, yeah,
you don't
definitely.
Know, you might want to change prices or you might want to change something, so.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
So that's the background behind that. Okay, vote please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries.
Trustee Dick, absent.
Oh, sorry, motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-02-014. A resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
I move for the adoption of resolution 25-02-014.
Thank you. I will second that. Any discussion?
None.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick, absent.
Motion carries 2-0. Okay, now we're to public comments on any topic.
So that would be Jeff Morford, annexation.
Evening, Jeff Morford, Miami County, Bethel Township.
Good evening.
Hi. At this point in time, Bethel Township will continue to be the target of developers using unfair annexation laws, teaming up with Huber Heights, Vandalia, Tip City, or New Carlisle. Bethel Township is on its own. There will be no knight in shining armor riding up to save us. 20 years ago, state lawmakers decided to put money in front of the rights of citizens living in townships. Sadly, today, elected lawmakers continue to hold tight to this theme. Money first, no matter the cost. Supported by the state, which collects income tax money from these annexation/developments, supported by cities who collect income tax money, supported by counties that collect property tax money, supported by the developer landowner, who collect money from the project. I'm not suggesting citizens living in townships or cities should automatically object to or automatically support annexations and developments. All I'm saying is that citizens on both sides of the line have a lot to lose or gain, and they should be able to vote on their future. It's called democracy. It's called freedom. Annexation is an issue of such magnitude where communities are irreversibly changed. There is no reset button, no do-over. Citizens, not elected officials, should have the right to decide and vote on its outcome. In my opinion, there will be no outside support to change or amend the annexation laws or procedures from state, county, city, or developers. They know which side their bread is buttered on, and it is in their best financial interest to keep townships silent. So it is up to the citizens of Bethel Township to fight the fight, to actively oppose these unwanted, unsupported annexations developments, to actively pursue avenues to act as defense and offense, stop them before they start. For the most part, I believe the majority of Bethel citizens are against annexation and developments outside our planning and zoning, evident by the willingness to be taxed, wanting to use these funds to fight annexation. As a township, we need to hire an annexation officer. You as township trustees have a full plate of responsibilities. You cannot devote the time needed to follow all roads that will bring our community's rights to the same level as the states, counties, cities, and developers. Over the last 20 years, our township has tried and failed numerous times to oppose annexation. The state, county, cities, and developers say, and will keep saying, nice try, but just get out of the way. The state, county, city, and developers will do all they can to keep townships legally silent, fearing if townships had a legal voice slash vote, their money train would be derailed. We have to keep actively looking at buying property as a blockade, using agricultural easements, amend the annexation laws, pressuring elected representatives, using election laws as a means to give us a better chance. As usual, I have questions but not legitimate answers. I'm asking Bethel Township trustees to fund retaining legal counsel who would answer questions regarding annexation, referendum, initiative petitions, land acquisition, maybe use an election lawyer. We have to lawyer up, equal to the developers. I would like Bethel Township trustees to promote a community get-together slash survey, asking for input from the community through the newsletter, asking for ideas or strategies, not how to completely abolish annexation, but how to promote our right to vote yes or no. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's the only one, right?
Yep.
Next up is announcements.
All right. February 17th will be President's Day. We are going to be observing that day, and township offices will be closed. February 18th will be the County Planning Commission meeting in Troy at 7 p.m. There are no Bethel Township cases on the agenda for the meeting that evening. February 25th will be the next trustee workshop meeting at 6 p.m. here in the Township Meeting Room. February 27th will be a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting, again at 6:30 here in the Township Meeting Room. February 4th, we'll have the trustee regular business meeting at 6 p.m. here in the meeting room. And March 5th will be the Historical Society meeting in the Township Meeting Room at 6 p.m.
Okay, thank you. And even though we mentioned it earlier, tomorrow there's also a Historical Society meeting in this room at 6 p.m. I didn't put it in the list for some reason. Okay, if there's nothing else, then we need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. I will second it. Any discussion? Mm-mm. Vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Dick absent.
Okay, adjournment time will be 6:25 p.m. Stop the recording.